This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 121, SEO.
You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started.
I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because I didn't have a topic for this episode, so I'm just going to talk about SEO for a little bit, and hopefully this will be a useful episode.
But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show.
So, before we continue, though, let's do some reminders. New episodes come out at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, Central Standard Time. That's on the podcast websites. If you're listening on YouTube, it's going to be a little bit later than that. If you leave a comment on YouTube, I try to reply on Wednesday, but sometimes it's not until Thursday. If you really like the podcast and want to subscribe, that would be great. If you really like the podcast and want to support us on Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. Just so you know, on the podcast platforms, in the next week or so, we are going to start having ads, okay? If you prefer to not have ads, you can sign up at patreon.com and get the episodes ad-free. If you have a question, you can post it on the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit. That's reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy. Or if you have a really detailed question or you just want to get on Zoom and talk SEO, we can set up a Zoom SEO advisory call. You can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com and we can talk about how to get that scheduled. Okay, let's continue with the episode. So I'm on the internet answering SEO questions, you know, sometimes. And there's a lot of confusion when it comes to SEO. And I think part of this is because the SEO industry is, you know, there's no specific details anywhere for how the stuff works, but it's also a no barriers to entry industry. So we've talked about this before, but what that basically means is, and I think part of it is, you know, people, they learn a little bit or they hear something and then they want to like go tell people how to do it, right? It's kind of like with finance, right? Like, have you ever been on an investing forum? Like, everybody thinks they know exactly the right way to invest to make more money than everybody else. And it's like, sure, you know, whatever. And or like workout forums. Have you been on like a gym forum or something? And it's just like, it's like everybody like, no, you can't do it that way. This exercise is better. But it's like, dude, okay, you know, people want to help, but they also want to, you know, feel superior for having better information than the other guy. I don't know. But anyways, SEO is also a no barriers to entry industry, which means anybody who wants to do SEO can do SEO. For example, if you want to be a teacher, this is at least here in my country, you need a teaching certificate, okay? You have to go to school for that. You can't just be a teacher, right? Now, having a certificate doesn't mean that you're a great teacher, but it means that from a legal perspective, you can be a teacher, okay? Or if you want to be a lawyer, you have to pass the bar, okay? You cannot be a lawyer unless you have passed the bar, okay? Like, not somebody who wants to be a lawyer can't just be a lawyer. You have to go through a specific schedule to become a lawyer, okay? You can't just say you're a lawyer, right? But that doesn't exist for SEO. Anyone in the world can say they do SEO. And so it's interesting because somebody, and we have an episode on this, but somebody might say, well, why isn't there a certification for SEO? Well, technically there are, but they don't mean anything because it's just some random business selling you a certification if you pass a test. It doesn't actually mean anything because it wasn't made by a search engine company. The only business that could give you a real search engine optimization certification would be a search engine, okay? And they're not going to. they're not going to. So anyways, look. Now there are AdWords certifications, right? And there's PPC certifications, I think, that come from Google. I think. I'm not a PPC person. I'm not really aware of that, but I believe they exist because those are different. It doesn't work the same as SEO. So anyways, look. anyone can say they do SEO. Anyone can claim that they're an SEO expert, you know, like whatever. And so anyone can give SEO advice. That's fine. But there's a lot of terrible SEO advice out there. You know, people ask the same questions. Why can't I rank? Why is this happening? Why are my competitors not ranking me? Blah, blah, blah. And the answers are always, well, have you tried EEAT? Which we're going to talk about that in a minute. And let's talk about it right now. EEAT means experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. EEAT is a neat way to make a website and to write content. Yes, if you're an expert, people will probably want to listen to you. If you are trustworthy, people will probably want to listen to you. But those things are not ranking factors. Google has even said EEAT is not a ranking factor. And I will put the link to the webpage where they say that in the description for this episode. Okay. So when somebody gives EEAT as a reply to why you're not ranking, that's the wrong answer. That's not going to help the person at all, okay? It's kind of like content is king, right? Well, write user-focused content that answers questions. Well, that's a great way to write content, but that's not going to raise your position. So I'm not really sure what to tell you. You know what, though? We should talk about, for a moment, content is king, because I think at one point, somebody probably said this and it was misunderstood and it was, you know, put into a different context. So let me tell you, and guys, this might be wrong. Let me tell you what I think content is king originally meant. Okay. Let me tell you what I think content is king originally meant. Somebody probably said you should write good content. And the reason they said that is because good quality content is more believably going to get better quality backlinks, okay? People generally make backlinks to good quality websites with good quality content, and they regularly do not make backlinks to bad quality websites with bad quality content, okay? So by saying content is king, write good content, they were probably implying that you will get better quality backlinks, and the better quality backlinks can make you rank higher. Okay. But the content does not make you rank higher. Okay. Search engines cannot tell the quality of content. They have to use things like authority to presume the quality. Okay. So anyways, look, telling somebody write good content is actually good advice, because you should write good content. Why would you write bad content? Why would you write bad quality content? Come on. So you should write good quality content. You absolutely should write good quality content, but it's not going to make you go to the top of the results, because quality of content has nothing to do with that. Good quality content will probably get you more backlinks. I should say better quality backlinks. Better quality backlinks will probably benefit your rank, okay? But it's not the content itself that is making you rank higher, because you could also have bad quality content and get the same backlinks and rank, okay? Because quality of content has nothing to do with rank, okay? And I'm sure we've all seen websites that are on the first page and you click it and it's unhelpful and you click back, okay? Even though it ranked, wasn't good quality content. So anyways, look, I don't know if that's where content is king came from, but that explanation seems plausible to me, right? Like, I don't even know who said just write good quality content first, but let's say it was somebody working for a search engine. I'm just guessing here. I have no idea. They probably don't want to tell you, hey guys, build backlinks, because that would let people manipulate the system, right? So they're probably like, hey, write good quality content. It'll probably help you. Why will it help you? They probably didn't say this part. Maybe they did. Why will it help you? Because it will probably get you better quality backlinks, and that will probably help your ranking. But somehow that just got, you know, misunderstood as just write good quality content. And then content salesmen tell people, we'll write you good quality content. It'll make you rank higher. No, it won't. Anyways, so, you know, I don't know, whatever. Another thing people tend to talk about is dwell time. Let's talk about why dwell time is not a ranking factor. Okay. Okay. Dwell time means how long is a person on your page, right? Now, when you think about it, it kind of sounds like maybe that would be useful. You know, maybe, because here's the thinking. Well, if somebody spends a lot of time on your site, you must have a good quality domain, right? Like, come on. Okay. But hold on. What if your content is so nice that as soon as you get to the page, they immediately find the answer they're looking for and click back. That would be a low dwell time, but high quality content that helped them. It answered their question. It helped them. You have a great website, okay? But you have low dwell time, okay? What about the opposite? What if your website is so terribly arranged that people can't even find what they're looking for and they spend a really long time on it trying to find the answer? And then they don't even find the answer and they just get frustrated and leave, okay? That would be a bad quality website, but it would have a long dwell time, okay? What if you have like an ad at the top of your website and all over your website and people can't even find the content they're looking for and they spend a lot of time trying to find it? You would have a long dwell time on a low quality website. So you see why dwell time can't be a ranking factor, okay? Because you can have long dwell time on a bad website and you can have short dwell time on a good website. Guys, it can't be a ranking factor, okay? Or what if you're not even coming from the search engines, okay? What if it's a referral from another site, right? How would the search engines even know? Well, you would have analytics on your site. Okay, what if you don't? Are you saying websites without any kind of tracking tools are going to not experience the same treatment? Or what if you don't have anything on your site and somebody clicks to it from the search engines and then they wouldn't know how long that they're on your site, but then they click back. Maybe the search engines can tell how long you were gone. If you click back to get back to that page again, maybe they can tell how long you were gone. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's possible that you could have a long dwell time on a low quality page. So it doesn't make any sense to me that dwell time would be a ranking factor. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay. Or you could just, you know, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense to me. But of course, people talk about dwell time and all these other things that, you know, I don't know. Look. So whatever. Anyways, it's very interesting though that there's a lot of suggestions that really aren't going to help. I think it's interesting. I don't really know. Like, I hope this episode was beneficial for you. And we're done.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out.
I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the GrumpySEOGuy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later.
You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work.
Join us next Wednesday for another episode.